This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state wants to turn Cottonwood Pass into a working detour for Interstate 70. For now, the winding mountain road that can take you from Gypsum to Glenwood Springs is not a good option for interstate traffic. Steve Harrelson is CDOT's chief engineer.
It is a little better than a Jeep road, and we don't want to encourage anyone to use it.
He says a study is underway to plan out road improvements and that when that's complete, the state will apply for federal grants to make those upgrades. Traffic needs a detour when mudslides close I-70 through Glenwood Canyon. A little bit of Pueblo is headed north to Denver. The new Fuel and Iron Bar opening today in downtown Denver is serving Pueblo-influenced food and drinks, and the interior honors that city's steelworking heritage with artwork and historic photos. Developer Nathan Stern.
We don't just want to be like a novelty place that you only come to if you love Pueblo. We really want to be a great bar with great drinks in a great location.
The menu will feature Southern Colorado cheese and produce and many items that include the famous Pueblo chili. With just a few days left in the month, Denver is close to recording no snow in April for the first time since 2002. The metro area broke a snowless record last fall when Denver went 232 days without any measurable snow. And it's another sunny day for Denver and Colorado Springs, Pueblo 2. Highs today close to 80, then cooler tomorrow. Grand Junction in the 80s this afternoon. Mountain highs in the 60s and some spring snow for Vail on Friday. This is CPR News and KRCC.